Yes, people, we are back live. We are back live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube for another edition of the Manchester United, Chelsea, Tottenham Hotspur show, Mandem United podcast meets the Ballers at the Bridge podcast meets Talking That Tottenham Talk podcast. So please keep all your comments, all your questions, Manchester United, Chelsea, or Tottenham Hotspur related. Obviously, the main topic of conversation will be Chelsea losing in their FA Cup semi-final to Manchester City 1-0. Manchester United look to do one better and tomorrow beat Coventry City and another Manchester derby. So a repeat, that's what Manchester United are looking for, is a repeat final from last year. And on the Tottenham Hotspur side of things, we thought it was going to be quiet for them. And me and Jez was just talking about this before. Adoghi is out injured, not only for the rest of the season, but also for Euro 2024, which is a big shame. I'm a big fan of Destiny Adoghi. So we'll be answering questions on that. But before we continue, please make sure you hit the like button on the video. Make sure you do that. Whether you're watching this live right now or watching this back after the live, hit the like button. If you don't have an account, sign up. You know why? Because I know you have an email address. So if you're supporting Sarcasm City TV and you're like, I want to support further, sign up, hit the like button on the video. Well, sign up, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell, hit the like button. You can also share across all the socials as well. That's me, Flawless, at Sarcasm City TV on Twitter and Instagram. See all those things I just mentioned. You can support. That's how you can support for free. So retweet and like on the Twitter, please, and share on the Instagram. And of course, subscribe to the channel, Sarcasm City TV as well, and hit the notification bell. Jez is also in the building. Shout out to Lewis in the chat. Lewis, the link's in the group chat if you want to join as well. He said, we failed again. Big up. Manchester City is yours. Yeah, fucking fantastic. But yes, Jez, what are you telling me, family? You good?
Yeah, man, I'm good, man. I'm just chilling. Just chilling, watching basketball, playing football manager.
Love that.
What more can I ask for?
Love that. And big up to everyone in the chat. Big up AJB, one of the best mods out there, he says. And he's been a member of the channel for a month. Appreciate it. Link for the membership is in the is underneath in the description. He says, Flawless, it's been a pleasure being a part of your community, he means to say. And a pleasure more than for you. Thank you, good sir. Hey, appreciate it and love to you, AJB. Because you here as often as I am. You be working as hard as I do. So much appreciated. And thank you for being a member of the channel for a month. Big up to Ed, says Gang Gang. Big up to Daniel. Taz21, I see you as well. Who else is in the chat? Warrior J speaking of GOAT mods. Stephanie G, good to see you in the chat. Surfer on the Chelsea lot will probably be here shortly as well. Obviously, Manchester United got hella injury problems. So we'll be discussing that. Big up to Certified as well. Daniel, thank you. I'm just starring some of the best questions and best comments as well. Let's see what else is going on. Shout out to Ryan in the cut as well. Let's run up the likes. Big up to my Don Eli. Says big up Flawless, Surfer and Jez. Interest of topics floating around today, I can't lie. Very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. Without doubt. Hey, big up to JJ. Says big up, long-time viewer. Much, much, much appreciated. Much, much, much appreciated. Big up AK. See till I die. Says big up Flawless. Shout out to you as well. Taz21 says, if we lose, Ten Haram might as well go back on Indeed. I've said it before. I'll say it again in regards to the build-up to this semi-final. If Manchester United don't get past Coventry, so whether that's normal time, whether that's extra time, whether we lose on penalties, so we lose in any of the three scenarios I've just mentioned, he should not even be sacked in the tunnel. He should be sacked on the touchline. You know, like in America where they'll serve you papers, say like you're running away for, well, not necessarily running away, but they're trying to get child support off you, for instance, and they serve you the papers right there. Whoever is in charge of Manchester United of that, or even send out a runner, somebody should have an envelope with you've been sacked papers in there. I don't even know exactly the technical term for what that would be, but yes. That's exactly what should happen if Manchester United do not indeed win this game. I personally think we'll win the game 2-1. However, will it be pretty? No. Will the performance be good? No. Is it going to be a joy to watch? No. It's all about the result. And we must get past Coventry City, because as bad as we are, we're a better side than Coventry City. And we have no excuse to not get through, even with the injuries. I'm not hearing no excuses for Ten Hag. I'm not hearing no excuses for any individual players. I'm not hearing any excuses for the team. We don't get past it. Sack him on the touchline and let everybody make their way back from London to Manchester. That's all. That's legit it. That's where I stand with it. Big up to Michael Z. Says big up Flawless for keeping it consistent. Yeah, man, you already know, man. You're always going to keep the show rolling here at Sarcasm City TV as well. But get your questions in, people. Get your questions in. Please just keep the Manchester United, Chelsea or Spurs related. Let's see what else.
Can you hear something in the background, man?
Yeah, because you were moving around so we could hear you. We're good now, though. We're good now.
Okay, good now, okay.
And yes, Stephanie G says United will out us through the ringer, guaranteed. Oh, yeah, Stephanie G, you've been watching United all season, same way I have. It's going to be horrible to watch. It's not going to be pretty. There'll be times in the game where the momentum is with Coventry. There's going to be times in the game where we look like conceding. There's going to be times in the game where we don't look like scoring at all and we can't even progress the ball and keep possession. However, we must get through. Must get through. Ryan, the reason why I didn't do a watch along for the City game, I was planning to, but I had other stuff to do. So that's why I didn't. Sure, Flawless, you'll beat Coventry easily. Stop attention seeking. Let me ask you a question, Ryan. Was you attention seeking when you said this? Please let me know.
By the way, can I just say the two girls below us are looking 16 out of 10s today, both of them.
Right, big up the panel. And speaking of 16 out of 10 people, your 16 out of 10 t-shirts are now available. SarcasmCityTV.myShopify.com. That's SarcasmCityTV.myShopify.com. Link is in the pinned comment. You have two different designs, four different shirts, ladies and gentlemen. That's two different designs. One says 16/10, one says 16 out of 10. Available in black and white. White and black, red and black, and blue and white. They'll only be available for a limited time only. And at the price point they're at for a limited time only, £16.10. And we will be closing the shop the 16th of May at 10 p.m. So you've got a little, just under a month to go and get your 16 out of 10 merchandise, people. Then we will be closing the shop and reopening at a later date. However, I've not added it to the membership yet. But if you are a member, the Sarcasm City TV shop will be available to you and open to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all year round. But if you are a non-member, once the shop is closed, it is closed. But we will reopen it at a later date, people. But that is sarcasmcityTV.myshopify.com. That is sarcasmcityTV.myshopify.com. Link is in the pinned comment. Logic just asked about shipping to the US, which will be available Monday the 22nd of April. Only available currently to UK shipping, but soon, which is literally tomorrow because it's now just hit the 21st of April. So big up. Love to everyone who's supporting as well. Please continue to run up the lights. Hit the subscribe button as well. I know it's how it's Ryan repellent. It's beautiful. Play the clip and he shuts up. Well, I wish I had this clip. I played this clip years ago. But yeah, as it was saying, win the game. That's it. And I actually think Manchester United will win the game. But it's not going to look pretty. Flawless thoughts on United's injury list and what lineup do you think Ten Hag is going to put out? Well, that's what I was going to get to because let's see where it is. So Warrior J is put here. Mason Mount, Amrabat, Willie Campbell-Wahler miss United's game versus Coventry due to injury. It's more than 60 separate cases of injury or illness for Manchester United this season. So the centre-backs here has to be Maguire and Casemiro. That'll be the centre-backs. Full-backs will be Wan-Bissaka and Dalot. Onana will be in goal. Midfield, he'll probably go. Is McTominay fit? He's been playing, right? So it'll probably be McTominay.
He's probably fit, yeah.
Yeah, it's McTominay, Maino, Bruno. Even though if he's smart, he played McTominay at centre-back. But hey, what do I know? And then it'll go Garnacho, Rashford, Hoyland. That will be it. And it's a shame about Campbell-Wahler. I did want to see how he bounced back after the mistake against Bournemouth. Amrabat, man said he's out. And how Mason Mount got injured, I don't know. Must have been trading. What a waste of money. What an absolute waste of money.
I literally put in the Q-tip. It's not like it was obvious that this guy had injury problems already at Chelsea. Like, it was already, that was already an issue.
Yeah. And to Michael, who says, would you consider giving Ten Hag another year if we get FA Cup in Europe? No, I would not. And Michael, who do you support? Are you a United fan? Because you said we. I'm just asking out of interest. But no. Too much has gone on. Like, winning trophies is all well and good, but performances also have to match and be sustainable. I want both. I'm very greedy when it comes to my football team. I want the best for it. So just winning trophies or just getting results, you can't have one without the other. Both. So no. And I hope that Ineos and everybody in charge and everyone in the hierarchy is not waiting on to see if we win the FA Cup. In the ideal world, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I want him to win the FA Cup and then leave. Do the Van Gaal. That's what I want. Will it happen? I don't know. I really don't know. But I don't trust the owners. I don't trust this new ownership. So we'll see. Jez, we'll go to you, though. We'll go to you. Because AJB says, question for Jez, how much of an impact does the Adoghi injury have on your top four chances?
Massive impact, because obviously it's like literally, for me, I think he's our best fullback because he can actually go be offensive but also good defensively. And even if we had a decent backup left back, because obviously people being obviously not upset by that, like, because maybe Davies has to play left back now. And I make the argument and said, actually, even if he had a better backup left back, I don't think he would be as good as Adoghi. So I think it would still be a massive injury, regardless who the backup is, unless you go and give you another top left back as well. So, it's definitely going to impact our season, I think. It doesn't help. Obviously, we don't know. Weirdly, we still don't know even. So everybody's literally announcing that he's not going to play in the Euros. He's not going to play for the rest of the season. He himself said it, but the club has said nothing about what type of injury he has. I don't think the club has even announced it yet, so it's kind of weird. But now, I can always say, like, so it's like literally at the beginning of the season, like when we had all these injuries, it's like one of our better players is gone. That's why I said, for me, obviously one of my main priorities for the summers is obviously fixing the midfield, but also getting backup for both fullback positions. But again, it's just something to think about in the summer. But yeah. Top four, I'll be real. I think even with Adoghi, we don't get top four, in my opinion. Because I look at all the remaining fixtures and the team just doesn't show currently that they have the willingness in them to bounce back and try to get top four spot. I don't think they're showing it. Like, I think they can get still Europa League, but this team is just not showing it. I think the better players, like, it's all good shitting on the worst players, which obviously football fans love doing it. I'm somebody that looks over. I always look at my better players, and my better players don't want to perform. Then forget about it.
Trust me. I hear you, family. I hear you. Let's see what else you lot. Some interesting comments in the chat as well. Big up to you lot. Red Dead United says, flawless players you would drop tomorrow. Can I drop a whole team? I like none of these, man. For real. So, like, how long have you got Red Dead United in terms of time? Because I'm not trying to see. He has to play Maguire, unfortunately. He has to play the back four that he's going to play. I'm not playing McTominay. I'm not playing Bruno. I'm not playing Garnacho. I'm not playing Rashford. So they're the players. And to Mighty Sis says, man, do you ever sleep? Nope. Go get to work, my guy, Mighty. I'm trying to be great. Yusuf says, I discovered you via Rant. Shout out to my guy, Rant. Big up to you, Yusuf. Says, interested to see man keeps receipts, like the little video clip. Yeah, man, because Ryan's family. So, you know, like, you have to do that. That's little bro. You just dropped. Your energy is different, but complimentary to other United channels. Big up, Flawless. I appreciate that. Thank you, Yusuf. I appreciate that. To JC, who says, Varane is dusted flawless. He holds backs when he sprints. Why have you mentioned Varane? That's what I want to know, because we weren't talking about Varane, so I'm very confused as to what. Yeah, JC, please elaborate on this. This is a very strange comment. Big up to you, Joel, as well. Yes, I would play Ahmad to Red Dead in the chat. Yeah, Joel, you missed it at the start. Should Ten Hag get sacked immediately if you guys lose to Coventry? He should be sacked on the sideline.
Yeah.
He should not even make it back to the tunnel or make it back to the changing room as Manchester United manager. He should be sat there on the touchline. Paper served like he owes child support. Paper served like it's divorce papers. He should not make it to... He should not make it... It's wherever it is at Wembley. He should not make it... You shouldn't make it off the side of the pitch. You shouldn't even make it to the non-grass part of the pitch. Papers should be served. The guy should be there in the tunnel with the papers ready in case we lose this game.
The technical zone for the managers.
Yeah,
the moment he steps out of the technical zone with one foot, here we go, sir. You are fired as the coach.
Yeah, man.
Right there.
It's a wrap. It is. Big up to Surfer in the cut as well. Yeah, Surfer, what are you saying, man? You good?
soon as you started discussing child support, I wonder if I put my camera on. That's all right. Some lot of stuff on the TV. That's what, you know, I'm fearful of that knock on the door, you know what I mean?
Just
that's Jeremy Carl's not here anymore to pay for the free DNA test.
Crazy.
How's everyone doing?
Bless JC. What, very random, but okay. But just to clarify, this is where I defend him. It's not, no, what Varane has, which I don't know what color you are, but black people, in particular Caribbean people, will know what I'm talking about. The reason why Varane looks funny when he runs is because he has bandy legs. You know how I know this? Because I also have bandy legs. For those that don't know, it's a Jamaican, it's common in Jamaican men in regards to a trait that we have. Because I have bandy legs. My two younger brothers have bandy legs, and my pops also has bandy legs. So if you don't know what that is, it's B-A-N-D-Y. Go Google it. That's Tareku says Varane has weird legs because he has bandy legs. I have the same thing, where your legs are from like your kneecap down. Your legging, it's not straight. It's kind of like your leg. It's supposed to be like this. It's got kind of like a curve. That's what it is. See that? You lot learn something new every day. And if anyone in the chat, if you know anyone of Jamaican descent, they'll tell you about it. Bandy legs. So that's what it is with Varane. So there's nothing wrong with him. Bear in mind, I don't have, my running form is not weird like that. I can't shift. So, you know, I don't have to worry about that shit. But, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is with Varane. But it just seemed very random. Hey, big up to Vader as well in the cut. Big up to Vader. But Surfer, man, you are blessing everything, yeah?
Yeah, I'm all good. Oh, good, man.
Yeah, we'll get into the Chelsea stuff shortly. We'll get into the Chelsea stuff. To Andrew Lane, who says, flawless, say Ten Hag somehow wins the FA Cup. Do you still want him sacked on the Wembley steps? No. If he wins the FA Cup, enjoy the parade, and then you sack him the next day. Van Gaal style. Yeah, Van Gaal style. You let him get up to the steps, trophy, have your lovely... You know what? It's a great end to a shitty season where it would be for him. It basically would have been a terrible film, but the ending is fire. That's what it would have been. That's what it would be this season for him, if that's the case.
It's like an image of Sir Jim on the Wembley thing, like just like slipping him like a P45 like thing like that. You know?
Yeah. Don't do it. Because he wins their FA Cup, just do it. Don't do it there. Hey, the next day, it's a wrap. Next day.
Well, like in the FA Cup, someone's put like a balloon in there. And it throws up, it says you're fired. Thanks for the memories.
It's a wrap. So yeah, I'm glad you lot got the analogy. Because like I said, it's not just, before anyone says anything, it's not just a Jamaican trait, but it's common as far as I know. Like with people with Jamaican descent. And like I said, I know because I have it. You know what I'm saying? I was like, why my legs look like this? You got bandy legs. Let's see what else you lot are saying in the chat. Big up to everyone that's locked in, over 40 people in here. Run up the likes, hit the subscribe button as well. I didn't even get to Vader's comment because I know it's going to be something slick. He says, large up the one name Flawless. See, I already can see the bullshit on the horizon. Ten Hag loses, he should be sacked. However he wins the FA Cup final, contract extension would be fair. Notice how rival fans talk about the manager. Just to clarify, you see how it's rival fans clamoring for Ten Hag to stay? Just to let you know, people. Why is it Vader and why is it Dovers, whether it's a Lee Gunner or a Northside who I work with on a weekly basis, clamoring for the manager to stay? But if I ask Surfer and Jez right now, they're like, yeah, keep Ten Hag in. Because they don't see us as a threat with him. Just to clarify. But big up to Vader.
Southgate,
yo. It's crazy. It is. But we move. Let's see. Flawless, Ten Hag needs to go. But going into next season, which players would you keep and allow under a season under a new manager? Depends on the style. We need to pay. I've said this before, Marty, and I say it again. Pick a style, and then whatever players fit that style, you keep. Whatever players don't fit that style, you get rid of. No clean slates. No, oh, it's a new manager. Everybody gets a chance. Fuck all that. I'm tired. None of that whatsoever. But yeah, where we are. And to JC, he's performed well. I don't know. What are you talking about with Varane? But AO, we move. Each to their own. But anyways, let's get to it. Chelsea, Manchester City, FA Cup semi-final. I didn't watch, but from what I did, I only watched bits and pieces and I've seen the highlights. You lot didn't perform too badly in the game overall, to be honest.
No, we should have won.
Yeah, thoughts?
We should have won today. I'm very disappointed. We should have won. Had enough chances even before... Let me just say, I've got no smoke for the manager today or the penalty shout, whether you think it's a penalty or not. There's no excuse. That's that doesn't determine league game today. It's the missed chances, especially Jackson. But Jackson's, for me, is just this generation's Solomon Kalou. Any Chelsea fan that's 20 years or older is going to know what I'm talking about when I do that. He's going to be a guy who frustrates you and probably scores one out of six chances, if I'm being honest, and doesn't make the right decisions. And in a transfer window where he costs 30 million, you're going to have to give him that. Do you know what I mean? He goes from a sublime on Monday, where he scores that great goal against Everton, to today. It's just wrong. So he had so many chances. And I honestly sat there and I was watching it going, I'm watching Man City going, I'm not fearful of Man City in that game. I was like going, even the chance they had before the goal, it was like, Petri's made a couple of saves, but it's a save you expect him to make. Do you know what I mean? He's not tipping it over the bar or stretching to clear it and something like that. And yeah, it was a good system. Yep. Yeah, you leave me alone, man. It's just the most kind of
Jesus. I didn't get the stress on my head, man.
Good Lord.
Yeah, Pochettino's killed me.
I don't say that, Andrew, by the way, about no smoke for Poch, but continue.
There's no smoke for Poch, mate.
The floor is, you know, the MJ, do you leave me alone?
There was only one sub that could have made a difference today. And maybe you could have a go at Poch. It was only Chukwuemeka that could have made a difference today. Like, Mudrik's shit. So, you know, and look at that free kick at the end. I don't know who decided to tell him to take that penalty and that free kick at the end when you got Chilwell and Palmer and everything else on there. And then Chilwell at the end when he didn't cross it, when Sterling's like through, he didn't even look up. It's just disappointment. Any Chelsea fans have just got to take the Man City were there for the taking. I've three times this season, we should have beaten them all three times. I don't care what anyone says. Even the most hardened biased City fan cannot come at me and go, yeah, we totally deserve to go. I mean, it's a disgrace that Kevin De Bruyne was given man of the match. For what? His pass hit the goalkeeper, went into the path of Bernardo Silva for the goal, and he got a man of the match for that. To mean Venus. Mean genius, one of the most average footballers of ever, gets a pundit job. One of the reasons gave him a man of match. Oh, yeah, I've never seen Kevin De Bruyne make so many tackles. He made one tackle. What are you talking about? He made one tackle in the game. It's like Kevin De Bruyne's on the pitch. Somehow he's always got to get man of match or something like that.
I'm just saying, PR demon. PR De Bruyne. It's weird because it happens a lot. It happens a lot of times, Flores. I'm just saying, like, the guy has a lot of bad games and still gets men off the match, and he doesn't actually do anything.
Yeah, I mean, like, I had like people online and on the terrace I was on going, oh yeah, Enzo didn't play well today. Enzo was good today. He put a ball through for Jackson. Jackson's have a boned moment and gets scared shitless and just go around the goalkeeper and turn back again.
Jackson misses, criminal. Them three misses.
That header from 2 yards, unbelievable. I feel robbed, but I don't feel robbed by City. I feel robbed by my own players. You know what I mean? I feel robbed going, like Palmer left Rodri for dead in the first half, that chance he created. Yeah, it was a good save by Taker in the end, but he sort of waned a bit in the second half. You know, he set up, that one for Caicedo when Caicedo's through. And he gets scared and just crosses it in the end. I'm just going to just shoot. Yeah, I don't expect you to score, but just shoot. Do it. Do something. Do it like that. Just the wrong mistakes, just the decision-making. And like I said, we've only got ourselves to blame. City were there. I mean, we played them three times. This is probably the most we've made them look normal ever. They were there. Rodri was off his game. Jack Grealish. My God, man, he's just a hairband merchant at this rate. He's a bopper backwards. I've never seen a winger. I know he created a couple of maybe one or two decent half chances, but go back, pass back so many times. I mean, Doku came on and did well, but Doku came on because Gusto went off. So Doku came on and did well because he was against disaster right back. So that's the only reason he did well. Gusto would put Jack Grealish in his pocket so much, Jack Grealish had to go off. But Cucurella did well. It's like I say, I think Poch set us up well. Everyone's going, why is Gallagher on the left? thought he did a. I thought that was the right thing because in the middle we dominated Rodri, and that you know we wanted them to have the ball. We wanted them to have the ball, then make a mistake or we press them a little bit, then we go on a counter attack. That was the whole game plan. It worked so many times. City were there for the taking. That's the most disappointing thing.
You know, I can tell by the disappointment in your voice in regards to the game, and you're saying we had our chances.
And I'm unsure about the penalty, whether it is or not, but it's not a reason why we didn't go through today. We should have gone through even with, like, what we should have been at least 2-3-0 up before that penalty thing even happened. It's just very, very, very disappointing. And I will say, I haven't used injuries as an excuse, but looking at the bench today, that bench was mid, if I'm being kind today. That bench, when I'm looking at that bench, I'm going, who can really change the game? Chukwuemeka, maybe. Mudrik, I wouldn't trust to open an envelope, let alone open a defence. some guy called Washington who he never trusts and throws on. I don't even know who else was on there, really, that could have made a difference.
Yeah, well, look, I'll have a look at your bench now, but carry on.
Madueke today, bro. That's why you don't start a lot of games. I thought he was the worst performing player, given that he really didn't do much, even in the game. I thought defensively he was okay in the first half, but then he just sort of slumbered off, and it was one of those things. But season's over.
I think it's just not a good thing. It's just not a good look, especially those two who were literally just fighting on Monday for a penalty.
Exactly, right.
Palmer. Like, it's just not. It's not. And then you do that on the weekend against City, but you actually had a good chance to actually win the game, and then you do that. Both of you, it puts even more light. Like the whole thing with Monday week and laughing with Grealish at the end. I can't, like, he just got very unlucky that the camera just panned.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I think he just got very unlucky with that. But in terms, again, for me, always, I don't really care about all these things. I care about you doing all these silly things. Okay, go and prove that you can. Because somebody you said, like, I think Dele Alli said this thing on Monday after the game. It's all good if you do it against teams like Everton and teams like against the lower primes trying to take penalties when you fall 3-4 up. What about when it's the pressure moments you have to deliver? Today was the pressure moment, and both of you didn't deliver, even if it wasn't a penalty to fight for.
And it's just, we just now going to Tuesday now. I don't know what they're mentally going to be like. Physically, I think it'll be fine, but mentally, the season's over, so to speak. I know there's an outside chance of Europe through the league, but it's a real, real, real opportunity there to prolong the season and look forward to something. And listen, you know, Ziad will have a different thing. He'll go and poch for something. But just the players today, man, they've got to take full responsibility. And I don't know why Thiago Silva's crying at the end. I don't know. I don't understand that.
He's leaving, Andrew. Come on, it's his last opportunity to win something in Europe and at Chelsea. He's proper Chelsea.
Whatever, I don't care. He cried at the end in the semi-final. Cry in a final. Don't cry in a semi-final. What, you poch? That's when you get poch. Remember poch cried in the semi-final? Remember that?
I can't because the way he made it to the final, you know this guy was like, how the fuck did he even make it to the final? I thought how the fuck did we make it to the final? Lucas just went off for a hat trick. I was saying that, so I kind of, like, emotions were crazy at the time, so I can kind of allow him, but yeah, man, it's crazy.
Ziad, what you say, man? Thoughts on the game?
Listen, in terms of what Andrew said, I don't think it's wrong with a lot of things. I think we were the better team, especially in the first half. We actually performed well.
Industry right there. You can go now, Ziad.
Would you either? Listen, I'm going to get to a certain point where I disagree with you. I'm going to get to a certain point.
No, certainly the biggest dickhead I've ever met, you know, this fucking guy.
I'm going to get to the point where I disagree with you. Don't worry. But the first half, we were the better team. And give credit to Poch. I think his setup was right. His tactics were right. You know, we could see what he was trying to do and it was working. But the personnel was wrong. You don't play Gallagher left wing and expect us to score goals. Jackson was our only outlet that whole game. Literally our only outlet the whole game. Noni Madueka was invisible going forward. Every time we went forward, Noni Madueka wasn't there. Jackson had to literally carry the ball from the midfield and drive it all the way to the 18-yard box to create a chance. Or it would be Palmer from deep giving the through ball to Jackson. That was our only outlet. Our left winger was useless. And for some reason, every time we went on an attack, it was Caicedo in the attack. So the setup was right. The tactics was right. But if you had a Sterling there, or even a Mudryk, as shit as he's been recently, they caused damage. They caused Walker some danger.
Considering Sterling scored in the reverse fixture as well.
Cooked Walker. Yeah. Two games in a row. Twice this season, he's cooked Walker. Yeah. And Walker, not only Sterling, Walker's not been great this season. He can be Gat. So why do you change it so much? And the fact is, he doesn't change it at halftime. He sees what he's doing at halftime. He's like, you know what? What I'm doing is right. I just got to switch to a couple of things. No. He does a reactionary approach where he sees that Man City make a sub, bring on Doku. He's like, okay, maybe it's time for me to bring on Mudryk. He sees that Man City score. He's like, oh shit, we only got 10 minutes left. Let's throw everything at it. And I'll bring on Sterling. And I'll bring on Chilwell. Like, this is, you can't do that. You've got to be able to adapt within the game.
But can I blame those advocate though. But even though I heard in case of the fact that Chelsea personal, maybe if you go with somebody on the left-hand side who's a bit more attacking than obviously Gallagher, since he's a midfielder, obviously you can create more damage since City obviously give away space to run into. But then don't you think in the same way, the point of playing Gallagher, they're helping out, is actually to help out their whole left-hand side. So Cucurella is just not completely exposed by himself because maybe Sterling or maybe someone like Mudryk is not going to do as much defensive work on that left-hand side. Because as I mentioned, midfield wasn't a problem. It wasn't like City was dominating the midfield. It was like City maybe held possession, but having possession doesn't mean anything if you can't do anything with it. And also, considering the chances that you had, I'm sorry, like, Jackson slots one of them in, and we wouldn't have the conversation about it. And I think that's the main thing where I look at it and say, even though I can kind of hear it, it was working. It was working. And it was just unfortunate that Doku came on and he did his thing as well.
I think he would Gallagher on the left hand side to double up with Cucurella, totally shut down City.
Yes.
Shut down Walker's attack.
Well, Sterling's got to do that job, Andrew. We can't rely on Gallagher every time we need a left winger to just so he can double up on the right winger.
I think for one off games, and this was a one off game.
You can do that. It doesn't have to be for the whole game, Andrew. That doesn't have to be the case for the whole game.
No. But the problem is, I keep saying, is that you cannot. When you go up against City, you have to literally take that game out from any other game you play in a season. You cannot relate it to
but
any
it's
other
worked,
game.
Andrew. It's worked this season.
Right. And it worked today.
It worked today.
It's not in our favour because he didn't change it up. I'm talking about it worked. No, you play Sterling on the left twice and it worked.
But I'm saying this to you. I'm saying this to you, right? I understand that. My problem with the subs bench is I only think Chukwuemeka could have made a difference. Mudryk is shit. He is a lump of shit. All right. He's a disgrace to that 10 shirt, first of all. It's a rip it off his back and shave his hair off and get him out of the bridge. He's crap. The only other option is Sterling, who maybe you have a point with maybe bringing Sterling on, you have a point earlier than he should have done. But it's only really Chukwuemeka and Sterling that can make a difference. But we were like, honestly, they scored literally off like a deflection into Bernardo Silva's path. They weren't going to do anything.
It was coming. We can't underestimate how bad we were in the second half. I'm sorry. Jackson had that one or two chances at the start of the second half. And after that, he was like, I forgot half that team was playing. I forgot Jackson was playing. I forgot Noni was playing. I forgot Enzo was playing because they were invisible. After those chances, we didn't do anything. Doku came on in like the 60th minute. Or 65th minute. And from then, they just kept giving the ball to Doku and he was bloody skinning our defenders.
And he did what?
He made us make sure we didn't get the ball and that's why we didn't have any attack.
Yeah, but the thing is
we didn't have an attack.
Are we sitting here saying Petrovic got peppered?
I would say he got peppered, but he had to make a few.
Would you expect the saves that Petrovic made for Ryan? You'd expect him to make those saves, right?
He didn't make any out of the world or world class saves.
You're not sitting there going, right.
But the point is, as soon as Doku came on, we couldn't do anything. We couldn't get hold of the ball. We weren't great chances like we were in the first half.
We were unfortunate because we don't have another natural right back. We're unfortunate Gusto got injured. We were unfortunate in that he got all fatigued or whatever the fuck you want to say it is, you know, stuff like that. we're unfortunate in that way. So yeah, we got pinned back, but I don't think we were like overrun by them. It was a game.
We weren't as good as we were in the first half. We weren't as good as we were in the first half. Nowhere near.
I don't think City were that like dominant or anything. They had the ball, but like we saw on Wednesday against Real Madrid,
because our defense was very good.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
On another day, we would get rinsed.
But our defense was very good. Even when you say that, we still had that. Ben Chilwell that didn't look up.
Ben Chilwell, that guy, his feet move quicker.
I've seen him get criticized. Was he that bad in his game?
He looks up. It looks up, and it's like on Pro Cross when someone doesn't look up when they're in the center. Sterling's there. Drill that ball across. Whatever you think of Sterling's finishing.
I can't believe a professional footballer runs with
that. I cannot believe what I was seeing. It's like he took the extra touch, and he's not fast. So it's not as if he's going to be. At the end, last minute, get everyone in. We're going to let Mudryk take the free kick. Oh, yeah, because we've seen him take free kicks all frigging season for us. And they've done well, right? Not like Vincent will take it or Palmer take it or something like that or someone else take it. It went over like that.
Hey, remember the corner kick Saka did at the end of the Bayern game?
Yes.
It's the same vibe, man. It's like you might as well actually just give City the ball back straight away.
But the bigger talking point, which I am going to mention, is Jackson and the players. Because I've said this before, well, when we were playing in the Carabao Cup and the knockout stages and the replay and whatnot, I don't care how you play in a cup game. You just win and you get to the final and then you win that final and that's it. Right? That's it. Yeah. I don't care how you perform in a cup competition, which is why I'm blaming the players more than I am blaming the manager. It's because Jackson should be scoring those opportunities. And if he scores those opportunities, we are in the final against a shit Man United side or fucking Coventry. Or whatever, I'm pretty sure it's Coventry, yeah?
Like, yeah, it's Coventry, yeah.
Well, we're going to be in the final, bro. We should be favourites.
I was about to say, how dare you call us shit, and then I remembered who we are, so carry on. You know what I'm saying? Go on.
This is why I'm looking at the players, bro. You've got to score those opportunities, man. It's in, like, because Jackson was actually one of our best players. But his finishing is shocking. But other, everything else, that guy is a very good footballer. I've said this before. This guy is starting to slightly be underrated.
Warrior sent me the Chilwell thing. I don't think you can play it, but you just watch it while we discuss it.
I saw that earlier. He is a disgrace. I don't know how he just didn't make that. I don't know why he didn't make that cross earlier. Like, just
he didn't look up. He literally didn't look up.
That's why I kind of mainly agree with you. It's because like I don't personally think it was necessarily a personal issue. I'm saying the players who were on the field didn't took the opportunities. They should have took them. And I don't know. And I will be honest. Even some of these Chelsea players that were on the bench, it's not like I necessarily rate them enough where I feel like you guys could have made these things. Like, if it's like Supercell, where you show me on a consistent basis that they could have done it, then I can be like, you know what, fair enough. But I don't know. Like I said, I think really just take the opportunities. Like, for me, it's inexcusable some of these things that I saw from highlights, from bits that I saw of the game, because I wasn't watching the full 90, because I was busy doing other stuff as well. But I'm just really looking at it, and I'm like, that was a ticket to the final. Like, got to remember that as well.
That was. Here's the bench. So we had the Sassy, Sterling, Mudryk. This guy. All right, Fata.
Yeah, big up to Kat. Before you carry on, big up to Marshall. Shout out casually for the raid as well, man. Much appreciated, man. Big up casually for the raid every single time. Yeah, go on.
Matthias Schill, Bertinelli, Chukwuemeka, David Washington, and Gilchrist. I would say on that, but the only two people I would bring on in this game, it would be Sterling and Chukwuemeka. And you didn't bring Chukwuemeka on.
That's another one. Gallagher should not be playing the full game.
Listen. But I just don't think that the problem is the focus needs to be more on the players. I mean, if you want to blame Poch, fine, but he takes like a single digit percentage of blame for this. If you want to do it that way, it's all about the players. It's not even about the VAR.
60-40.
With them
opportunities that you had today,
Nothing to do,
I think it's crazy.
I can't rely a whole game on a couple opportunities, on two or three chances.
Even though there's more to a game
than two or three chances.
But I think this is the whole point of this cup competition, that especially if they're one-legged, you have to counter them because you're going to get punished. And I think even I saw multiple guys that I follow who support Chelsea said, all these missed opportunities, don't be surprised if City score and win 1-0, win this 1-0. And funny enough, like the one thing I would say is, obviously, I don't know if Crystal maybe was injured, but I really found, because I went, you know, those football apps where they show the score and everything, the subs. I saw Diasasi coming on in the 80th minute, and then I saw, I feel like City is going to score. Because I feel like if you go on a bit too defensive there, now is the time for City to do something. And this is what exactly happened there. I think the substitutions there.
It's a straight replacement. It wasn't even defensive. Yeah, so. Daniel in the chat, and in my guy with him, but I don't know how you can blame Poch for like on that second half. I really don't. We had the chances to win it in that thing.
It was the first five minutes.
Surfer made a good point in terms of even if you bring Sterling on, even if you bring Chukwuemeka on, can you really trust these guys that they really was going to make the difference? Obviously, we don't know because Poch didn't make those subs early enough. But then at the same time, didn't every Chelsea fan on the planet literally curse Sterling out just a week ago? All of a sudden, yes, he needs to come and help the team win. This is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, man.
I feel like Marshall's in the chat.
He goes, oh, you see Gallagher's not lucky. Or he didn't react to Pep's changes. Pep's changes did fuck all. Doku did one or two things around the Sati, and he didn't create any real chance. He had one shot, like Pep would say. He didn't do anything. Pep's changes didn't really affect the game that much. They didn't delight in. They had the possession anyway. Even in the first half, they had the possession. This is all on us. This is all on us, and I missed opportunities. Dingo was all on Poch. Okay, well, if Chua passes to Sterling and scores, then you're going to fucking say Poch had a good game then, aren't you? Because those are two of his subs. So it's like, this is a clip you sent me as well.
That's criminal. That is criminal.
Yes. Right?
If Chilwell passes to Sterling,
even Sterling's probably not going to miss from that far. Well, he has done before, but if Sterling's up, then the narrative changes, right? The narrative changes. Oh, Poch's subs worked. That's what I'm talking about. He can't control.
You gotta give Sterling the chance to score. Pass him the ball, and if he messes it up, I get your point. Carry on. Before we get to facts though, big up again to Casually FC for the raid. Run up the likes, people. Hit the like button on the video. There's over 130 of you locked in. Let's go to 80 likes. Like check 1212. Hit the subscribe button on the channel as well. Make sure you hit the notification bell. Subscribe to Ziad's channel as well, people. The link's in the title. So click the link. It opens up a new tab. Go subscribe to Ziad's channel. But Fats, you was at the game. Thoughts?
I think everyone in the same boat that we're not blaming fully on Poch today. We have to look on some of these chances that we had so far, especially in this game. Up until that goal in the 83rd minute by Bernardo Silva, I don't think we play anything bad. It's just that us trying to play from the back, it's kind of inviting the pressure as well. But that was the plan. Like we have to absorb the pressure from Man City in order to get them tired at the end. So my problem for me is that when we are on the counter, that is where the issue is coming in. Jackson had one of those one-on-one chances in the first half, takes it around goalkeeper, but he can't shoot it with his left foot because he's weak. That is where the key problem is that the amount of chances that Jackson had, especially in the second half, the first half of it, he missed an absolute sitter of a header where he should have buried that chances. I'm sorry, that chance by Jackson in the second half, that was a Sunday League footballer. It was an easy header. So we have to blame ourselves here. And regarding the subs, do you honestly think that there is some insurance off the bench that you could bring? Can you rely on someone? What, Raheem Sterling? Ben Chilwell? No one, really.
Carney.
Why you wanna put Carney in this game? You wanna
if you bring on Carney for Gallagher, you've got a completely different game.
I don't think Pochettino would trust Carney in this kind of magnitude.
Well, he's an idiot, that's why.
No.
You trust Gallagher in the 10, but you won't trust fucking Carney.
Let me ask this question because I think that's a good question. But we can say Carney definitely could have impacted the game more than someone like Gallagher did, because he's much more better offensively, much more better on the ball. But will it have been 100% a guarantee, though? Because we have never seen Carney Chukwuemeka in these type of situations in the semi or in the final, where he comes in and impacts the game, where you guys go and win the game. Also, we haven't seen him in these situations. So can you really say he guarantees it? I don't think
he's a lazy excuse.
I'm not trying to say
you're not gonna start mining tomorrow, yeah? Because he's never been in the situation.
No.
He's never played in a big game.
I haven't been.
If Arnie's better than fucking
I'm not saying that that doesn't mean necessarily that he can come into the game and make the impact. But I'm saying, I think Pochettino just didn't go with that because he doesn't trust him in the situation to go and make it work. No, we obviously don't know because he didn't do it. And as you see, Chelsea ended up losing the game. But he could have made something Chukwuemeka helps again. I'm just trying to say, Where's necessarily the evidence to show that he 100% could have made the difference today? This is what I'm asking. And there isn't enough evidence to actually show that. That's my point, and it's true. Have you seen Kanye Chukwuemeka coming off the bench multiple times, and he's the reason why Chelsea won football matches?
It's evidence to show that Pochettino is a coward.
I don't necessarily disagree.
I had Pochettino as my coach. I know that this guy is really bad with substitutions. He necessarily doesn't trust in his bench players multiple times, so I know how the guy is as a manager. I'm just trying to gauge and see and trying to understand why certain decisions wasn't being made, because at the end of the day, there were opportunities to look at Chelsea and said they should have won this game. By the time where people were asking, "Yo, why is he not bringing this guy on?" Chelsea should have won already by 2-0. Chelsea already should have won by 2-0 by the time when you ask these type of questions. So I necessarily don't think Pochettino was necessarily in the wrong. Obviously, I don't think it's wrong to maybe ask those questions. Why didn't you bring this guy on, or why you didn't bring this guy on? But it was working, so he probably felt good enough that this is fine for now. This is kind of like the point I'm trying to make.
But here's Carney's the thing.
Sorry, Mon, just quick. Carney's literally the reason we're still in the FA Cup. He came off the bench and scored us the winner. So he's had an impact off the bench.
No, Ziad's not wrong, though.
No. You're not making out like Carney's shit, and as if Carney's not better than Gallagher.
We're talking about one scenario throughout the whole season against the Leicester side that butted a 14-point lead in the Championship.
Carney's been very good every time he's come off the bench.
Every time he... But has he made
the impact, though, and on a consistent basis where you guys look and then you win the games as well. And he's a big reason why.
I hear you, but this is what I'm trying to say.
I don't necessarily don't think it's wrong to ask the questions. Why didn't you bring this guy on? I'm not saying that. Yeah. I'm trying to say from a different perspective from Pochettino that looking how the game was even going, I don't think it was wrong from Pochettino not bringing these guys on.
But Jez, what I'm trying to tell you, and big ups to everyone on the panel. I just wanted to make a quick cameo just to like kind of not be arguing the chat. But for the most part, like Jez, if you look at the stats, every time Carney has come into the game, he's essentially had at least a goal or an assist. He's been involved with something that helped us in the game. So, yes, he has made an impact. The thing is, though, like, this isn't black and white. I don't think every game is either Poch's fault or it's players' fault. I think there's always a lot of gray. And going back to before, like, I'm not blaming this game all on Poch. But I agree with Ziad. To a certain extent, I think it's 60-40. Because, yes, Jackson is the biggest. I think Jackson is the biggest onus on this game. He needs to put away his chances. But in the second half, when we're seeing that Gallagher's not doing absolutely fuck all in the left wing, when Madueke is not even getting in crosses at the right wing, bro, this is the one game, and Jez, I disagree with you. I think most Chelsea fans, looking statistically at how Sterling has performed in the last Man City games, I think most Chelsea fans would have been like, okay, Sterling is okay. I understand why you play Sterling. I don't think Chelsea fans are totally unreasonable when it comes to Raheem Sterling. I think there's still some Chelsea fans that like Raheem Sterling and think he's our best attacker. In this game, Raheem Sterling would have been reasonable. He's performed previously in the Man City games. He stepped up in the Man City games. Twice he's put Kyle Walker in a spliff. So I would have preferred you played Raheem Sterling in the left wing. That's not to say, and this is where I disagree with Ziad, this is not to say I wouldn't play Conor Gallagher. Because I think Conor Gallagher can be effective. But it's shoehorning Conor Gallagher in a position where he's not effective at all. I would have been okay.
He was effective in this game. I don't think he was effective at all.
What did he do?
So what did they do down their right-hand side for most of that game?
But that's Cucurella. What did Grealish do the whole game?
Cucurella
was phenomenal.
That's also on Gallagher. Gallagher's played there to help you out.
I'm not a Gallagher supporter, so you know this is not coming from.
I know.
But he.
And neither am I, by the way.
He was put. What?
And neither am I, by the way. You know that. I'm not a Gallagher supporter either. Yeah.
What I'm saying is he was put there to do a job, and he did his job. He nullified. That's why they kept going to the left with Gallagher, and that's why De Bruyne kept going over that side. He nullified that. That's what he was there to do. He was there to nullify. Him and Cucurella did their job on that side. That's what he was there to do.
Because usually,
as we know, the two previous games...
I think Cucurella did more, but he actually did part...
If you actually notice in the home game, in the poor role, he did also a wide man job as well as a central job in that game as well. But he did that job, and the rest of the midfield did their job. So his job was to do that. It was to stop them coming down the right side, to stop Kyle Walker. Well, okay, we'll continue. Stop Kyle Walker coming down and making any influence whatsoever. So he did his job. He wasn't there to make passes and runs like he usually does around Rodri. He was there to nullify that right-hand side,
I didn't see the game that way, but even if I concede that, once he reacted, that's a key word, reacted to Pep Guardiola's subs, once he moved Gallagher to the 10 and then shifted Palmer to the right wing, Gallagher looked a lot more effective in that position than he did prior. And I argued that he should have done that sooner.
I got to disagree with you. He was most effective on that right wing today. Left wing.
Right wing was very ineffective. Even Gusto for me had a you know.
No. I'm just talking about Gallagher on the left wing. He was there to do a job. We all know he was there to do a job, right, Fats?
That's the thing. Because when you said about subs, Carly Chukwemeka, is that I don't think Poch would want to risk him. Like, I agree with you. Like, in certain types of games, like, you could bring Carly Chukwemeka in the last 10 minutes, like, for example, against Leicester. But in this kind of magnitude where the game is literally 10 minutes away before we go to extra time against the Man City side, by the way, a leggy Man City side, that is where I feel like Poch kind of overthinking things where, you know what, I would rather put Sterling on and Chilwell on than Chukwemeka. That is where also, like, it can blame the subs for the timing as well. But
what was the point of bringing Chilwell on?
Well, hang on. We've already seen the clip. If he puts his head up, we are literally going through to the set. We're literally going to extra time. If he puts his head up, we're going to extra time. He didn't. But
Andrew, we've agreed the setup is right.
The narrative changes then, because if Chilwell puts his head up and Sterling scores, everyone's got great bit of.
But this is the part that confuses me.
So we leave it to the last second. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the Gallagher situation, where that's fine. The setup was correct. You quote unquote nullified a tired Bernardo Silva and whatnot. But you can only do that to a certain extent of the game. There's going to have to be a point where you're like, you know what? I'm going to make an attacking substitution by taking off Carney for Gallagher, who's a better attacking player, and go for the game, and I hope Cucurella will be able to deal with that side.
You are not going full attack mode against Man City.
It's not attack, bro. Just Carney for Gallagher. It's just a slightly better attacking player.
You're going to have to absorb the pressure.
I'm not bringing on Conley for our defender.
So if you're asking someone to do a job, which we did ask Gallagher to do today, it's like when Herrera marked Hazard out in the game at Old Trafford. You're not going to take him up. He's there to do a job. He was there to do a job.
Well, take off one of the midfielders.
There's no way he's
Enzo
right now.
Take off Enzo.
Too late.
too late.
Yeah, and this
is completely confuses me, though, guys. And I'm hoping you guys can clarify this for me. Why is it that arguably, and I really don't think it is even arguable, why is it that Pochettino has more trust in Ben Chua, who's been our worst player this season, than bringing on a Carney or bringing on someone who's more offensive? That's the part that blows my mind. How do you have more confidence in this guy?
If you notice, if you actually notice, Cucurella at the back of his leg, I think it was more like Cucurella was feeling injured or something like that, and that's why.
Okay. I didn't notice that. If that's the case, then it makes more sense.
Yeah, when I think
for a pulled muscle, I saw him reach for the back of his calf. So I presume it was just that.
I would say this, Marshall. I think the last 20 minutes, like, it was Poch either overthinking things because we got Arsenal on Tuesday, or he just think that there's no insurance off the bench. Because, by the way, we got Arsenal on Tuesday, so.
I can't lie, I disagree with that. I think he just fucked up there, then maybe. This is what I probably think. There's like,
this is his best chance to
use. Exactly, and even if Arsenal's shit, this could have been Liverpool, Arsenal, whatever, or City again back to back. Like, you, it's a semi final. This game is a priority.
Yeah, that's the thing. I would rather us to see. Getting, you know, kind of like, so absorb the pressure, force this to extra time all day.
Now, what I will back you against Poch is that he hasn't shown enough trust in some of his squads. The same with the Arteta situation. Mm-hmm. He hasn't shown any, well, why did he use this player?
Because he hasn't this, shown enough trust. That's what I try to say.
If you played him more, like, if you actually build up Carney's minutes more, because he's got like basically trash NBA minutes apart from the Leicester game. You know what I mean? Mm. Basically, trash minutes recently. Then you would have a decent argument like that. I just think 60-40 on is very high to blame Poch on a 40%. I can go like 85-15 or something like that. But 40%
bargaining now? Are we bargaining?
We are literally
70-30.
If Jackson puts one of those chances away, Man City aren't coming back.
No, you're right. He had a hat-trick of chances. It's not excusable. And Andrew, you know me on Discord. Me and my touchy agenda. I was screaming touchy at the top of my lungs because this guy and the extra touches is insane. Nicholas Touchy Jackson, bro. He has the potential to be a really good player, but god damn it, those extra touches. You all saw it today. The extra touch there and a very clear cut chance, like any other striker that is a striker would have tried to take a shot, you know, but this guy's not a striker. Yeah, this guy wants to be making goals like Ronaldinho out here, bro. Right. It's just insane.
I think it's also confidence as well. I think it's confident level issue
But confidence hype, man, because this guy wanted to take a penalty on Monday and was crying about it. Goals, finish the chance, bro. How about we finish the chance, mate?
Yeah, Jez is
really strong. I'm trying to say.
This is why you don't do penalties.
This is what I'm trying to say. Your ass.
You can't decide what you want to do in front of goal. What makes you think you're going to decide how you're going to pick a penalty?
This is what I'm trying to say. So you want to be OT, that partner was Everton. But when it really matters, you want to be OT sticking off the place. Nah, bro. Like, that's what I'm trying to say. Okay. And before people tell me, oh, I project, I hate, I'm trying to shit on Jackson or something. I actually think Jackson is a good player. And by the way, I used to shit on Harry Kane a lot of times. And Harry Kane is 100 times the better footballer.
I'm not kind of backing Jackson on this. Are you mad? No, I was criticizing the whole time.
Other than the finishing thing, that's all. You were just talking
other
about
than the finishing though.
I don't think the confidence.
He did good today. The finishing was shit. He did good today.
Wait. But Marshall, has that not pretty much been Jackson the entire season?
Yes.
Yeah. No. Yeah. That's.
Like, for listen, that's the thing. That's the thing. A lot. Like, his overall gameplay is
flawless. That's the thing. Mr. 16 out of 10. That's the thing. Like, from AFCON to this point, prior to this game, I thought like, okay, the finishing is improving. He's starting to, you know, put into. You know, grow into that striker I want him to be. But today you saw like there's still a little bit of the first half of the season in him. He hasn't got rid of that touchy.
This is why I would advise all Chelsea fans who are younger than 20 years old, 25 years old, go onto YouTube and watch Solomon Kalou when he played for Chelsea. This is this generation's Solomon Kalou. He has not, his conversion rate is probably 1 out of 6, which is what it is right now. You'll frustrate the fuck out of you like he did me when I watched him. But he will still score goals. He will still score goals. My thing is Jackson is actually doing what we bought. For the price we bought him for, he's actually probably excelled.
Look at the price tag. Yeah.
We're talking about like people like Darwin Nunes. I'm sorry about this, Flores, but Hoyland.
I'm not sorry. Hold that, Flawless.
Hey, Marshall, how about you show me? How about that? You know what I'm saying? How about that? How about you
I'm watching tomorrow. Listen, I'm watching tomorrow. And if you guys lose to Coventry, I'm blaming the players and not Ten Hag. But that being said,
nobody escapes. Blame them all. If we don't beat Coventry tomorrow,
Ten Hag did nothing wrong. The players let him down.
If we don't win tomorrow, leave everybody in London.
The United fans are making me swallow this fucking Poch pill. That Poch is to blame. The United fans can hold it too.
Marshall, though. Marshall is in his MJ era. It's crazy, but Marshall, you are extremely shameless because at least today you went up against City.
I did say I'd rather lose now to City than in the final to Coventry or United, to be honest. I did say that. It didn't hurt me that much. If I had lost in the next round against United or Coventry.
The only reason why I wanted Chelsea to go through and hope the final. I had one selfish reason why I wanted Chelsea to go through and lose the final, because I wanted to see Prime lose 3 finals in 1 year.
Michael Zachariah, let me just say this, right? You're on the wrong channel if you think I can't chat to someone being a Chelsea fan. And I'll go back even further. The host of this show lost 7-0. Last season and chatting to fans still.
I lost my voice during that week.
I finished 12th last season and I was still chatting to Arsenal fans.
Absolutely.
No, of course. Of course. We still will. Yeah, we will be there.
We will be there.
All right. Flawless, I got to get out of here, though. I'm going to go back to my Chelsea hell.
Subscribe to the links in the title, people. Subscribe to Casually FC. Subscribe to ZF channel. Both links are in the title.
Big up to all of you guys.
Feature channel page already, so you already know. Hey,
big up to my Chelsea bro. Go. You're a fraud, Jez. Big up to you, Flawless.
Go away, you fraud, man. Go away.
And to get to this, Joel, it's heartbreak because you said this is Sarcasm City TV, but in reality, it's Shameless City TV. No. It is Sarcasm City TV, but the capital of Sarcasm City is Shameless City. That is the capital of Sarcasm City TV, without doubt.
That's where the mayor's office is. It's in
If you're talking about Shameless, just play the clip, man.
This guy just wanted to throw him under the bus. He was here before, actually, and he dipped his grip.
That's where the best Wi-Fi is in Sarcasm City as well. Yeah, the town center is Shameless Town.
That's exactly what it is. But before we continue, over 150 of you are in here. Run up the likes, hit the subscribe button. I don't know how many likes were on, but it's not enough. Like check 1212. But facts, like I say, we didn't get your full thoughts on it because you was there. So what was the atmosphere like in the stadium with you lot playing? Like I said, well, from what I seen, and obviously Servo, Ziad and Marshall have all said that you played well. It was just because them Jackson mischances were criminal, but you were the better side. So what was it like?
It was a very frustrated one. And it's just that one of those games that we play well, but again, the chances that we had so far in the first half and the second half is really annoying that he missed one of those chances, you know, especially in this kind of magnitude. And when that goal came in, like, everybody was still like, oh, fuck, man, here we go again. Like, happened in the Carabao Cup final as well, last minute, a goal as well. So, it's a lovely atmosphere at the end of the day. It was lovely atmosphere. By the way, there was a couple of punch-ups right in my write my blog anyway. Like, there's lots of
people having in-house fighting.
Yeah, in-house fighting with among Chelsea fans. Poch in versus Poch out. Like, Enzo should have been sub. It's like Enzo in, Enzo out. People, basically. That's what happened. Yeah.
So happy I didn't go, bro.
Honestly, I would love to see Enzo to take that surgery if that news is true.
Why is he injured? What's the Enzo thing like? What is he injured?
Apparently, he's got a hernia.
So
he might as well take the surgery now. Then
he might as well take it now.
He wants to play in Copa America.
Well, that's why.
If he wants to play in Copa America, he has to take it now. He has to take that surgery now.
No, but then, how long is the recovery though? Because it's this summer.
Five to six weeks. 2.5 months.
It's not that bad, bro. Bro, I've seen Frank Lampard getting hernia injury like 14 years ago.
Enzo out become a thing. What happened? What did
that happen? That's probably been happening all season.
You know what it is? Yeah, it's these proper chels.
Yeah.
That are so bummer hurt over the likes of Mason Mount and Kai Havertz that they wanna shit on Enzo. It's because everyone says Enzo is better than Mason Mount. Everyone's better than Kai Havertz, and they're bummer that these two idiots got sold, and they're shit. You know, or they're proper chels. You know,
we got it here, bruv.
If we sell Gallagher, we riot. Shut up, man. Foul riot on your face, bro.
We got 99 problems, and fighting with our old fan base is not one of them.
That is the worst. We got 99 problems I've ever heard, man. What is that?
So yeah. We're just gonna bypass that.
Yo, we're just gonna step and go on camera.
Just take that surgery. Take the surgery, man.
Take the surgery, Enzo, man.
Yeah, just take the surgery, man. You'll be back by Copa America. You'll be healthy by pre-season. You'll be all right.
You want to take the surgery, man.
I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying.
I have no idea what you just said. That is mad funny. Sorry.
Hey, carry on, man. Hold on, one second.
What did he say? I wasn't listening. I don't know, yo.
I don't know what you're typing over there.
It's the worst.
I don't know what you're typing over there, Jason.
We've got 99 problems.
99 problems.
Oh.
And fighting with our old Chelsea fan base is not one of them.
It actually is.
But isn't that wrong though? Let him cook.
Oh, you're cooking with the stove off, man.
Yeah, take that surgery. He'll be back by Copa America, innit, for Enzo? He'll be back by Copa America. It's like 2.5 months.
Never change, man.
Yeah, never change.
Now it makes sense. I didn't know that was a thing in regards to Enzo, the people in the Chelsea fan base criticizing Enzo because they're trying to defend Kai Havertz and Mason Mount. Now it makes sense. Now you said it, like, I fully understand where you're coming from. Yeah, that is crazy.
But I don't support. Like, I'm not involved in this. Like, I think a part of it as well is because sometimes guys take too much in from what other fan bases say. Like, I saw stuff early, obviously going back and forth about what's his name again? Stuffy. Yeah, talking about Enzo's performance today. And I feel like whereas you can make your own opinions about it, I think other Chelsea fans, maybe you say, listen to rival fans and say, you know what? You're right. Enzo's actually doing shit. So I have to go and say Enzo now because the guy's not doing what rival fans, for example, say. Well, I think some people lack the level of self-opinion. So yeah. I think there's a lot of factors to it.
This is why also... I always see the rivals getting at Enzo because of the price tag. That's why all the Chelsea fans got brainwashed by the other rivals that Enzo should live up to expectation of the performance that had a £20 million player. Mm-hmm. And Daniel said that he was thinking about having a surgery for a hernia that's been bothering for months. That is the news that came out the other day as well.
Has anyone ever had a hernia?
Frank Lampard does.
I mean, you can try and put it off, but you're eventually going to have to get it done. It's one of those where you can try.
Frank Lampard, when he missed that penalty against Stoke, like in 2010.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's one of those things you can put off, but you will eventually have to get it done.
I think he put it up because I think the first news came on. I think it was in January. The first time we heard of it, of him.
But wasn't it a mixture of the? Wasn't it a groin issue we first reported or something?
Yeah, like groin and hernia is.
Yeah.
That's probably where it came from.
Yeah, you might as well have it done now. There's nothing really left to play for. Do you know what I mean? Well,
he'll be back.
He's being smart. He gets done now for Copa America.
Yeah, he gets done now, whether he gets to Copa America or not. But at least he's fit for the preseason and stuff like that. I don't know if he's going to get picked for the Olympics or something. But...
No, it's not in the Olympics, by the way.
They not in the Olympics? Didn't they qualify?
No. Not in the Olympics. Okay. Yeah, they'll be all right.
Yeah. But yeah, it's listen, I Enzo played well today, in my opinion. He did his job he was supposed to do. If Jackson didn't have a boner, he might have even had an assist in that first half when he put him through like that. And then Jackson, I don't know what the hell he was thinking on that first one where did he run the goalkeeper and then change his mind?
He ran over the goalkeeper and trying to cross the
net. Yeah, and then he didn't even shoot. It was like, and he passed it back and something like that. But it's one of those things. They're just going to just take it as a learning thing and just, I don't know. See, my thing about the Tuesday turnaround is not physically leggy. I think they're mentally going to be leggy. That's my problem because I think they're going to be checked out for the rest of the season.
You know? The crazy thing is that Enzo wasn't at his best today, but even with he's carrying that hernia injury, he's still playing, you know, a decent amount of level that he is. He's good. It was good. That's the thing. But then now, might as well, we got what, 9 weeks, about 6 weeks left to the end of the season? If you take that, so, you know.
Yeah, I think the end of the season is like May 20th or something like that. So we're just.
May 19th. So.
Yeah, 4 weeks. So we're about four weeks.
He'll be back by at least June. So
yeah, he should be back. Yeah, it's fine. Just take it. You know what I mean? You can cope. Well, it should be well.
Yeah, we'll be all right without him anyway.
Yeah. It's one of the things.
It makes sense for him to take the surgery now because Enzo is thinking about having surgery for a hernia that's been bothering him for months despite trying injections before every game to ease the pain. His condition has only worsened since the rest of that it's gotten worse. Chelsea's medical team will evaluate him post the Manchester City game. Surgery means 3 weeks out of action. So it depends in regards to
these guys probably tend to play on recovery. These medical guys.
Yeah. Oh, shut down the season.
Go on, why do you hate the conversation in regards to what your medical stuff being bad, Ziad? Is that what it is?
It's just that it's something I'm interested in. Go on. In terms of in the medical part. In terms of uni and whatnot, it's in terms of what I study.
Oh, it's your field. Right.
So I find it mind baffling that people think, I'm not saying anyone here, just in general, people would question the rehabbers or the physios or the SNC coaches, where I can tell you for a fact, for them to get into that job role of being a physio for Man United or Chelsea or anywhere in the Premier League, you've got to be the top of the top. And it's very unlikely, and it's a very slim chance that they are making mistakes. Do you know what I mean?
I think what it is, Ziad, I don't think it's a mistake. I genuinely don't think it's a mistake. What it is, and where the fall short is the wrong word, but physios and medical staff are employed by the club. They don't work for the players. So how I look at it is, and we've seen this happen, I know it from supporting Manchester United, their best interest is getting players on the back available in the squad as quickly as possible. Like, that's where it is. That's why a lot of the time, it happened with Pogba when he was here, and he went out and got his own people and had surgery. Because the actual game I turned Ollie out, which we ain't going to get into, watch it back against Rochdale. Pogba was hobbling coming out of the tunnel.
But he's been a manager, by the way, Flores.
Yeah, don't get mistaken. I blame idols, though. I've said this.
The medical team can only say what they want.
I blame everybody. I blame the medical staff. Yeah. I blame the manager and I blame the player. Because as a player, if you are injured, forget clearing me or not. If I am not fit to go, I'm not fit to go. The manager needs to be able to spot that as well. If it's a visible injury, also on the medical staff. But that's why I say players, get your own medical staff. Because and there's a reason for that. Because medical staff, even though I think they're quality at their job, they're employed by the football club. Get this player fit and available back as soon as possible. We need him. That's
all I know is that when we had that female physio, whatever her name was, we didn't have that. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
That's all. Yeah, by the way, like, if you notice,
big up to A Solomon gifting 5 memberships as well. If you're in the chat and he gifted you one of the memberships, make sure you salute him. Everybody put fire emoji. Everybody put 16 out of 10 to A Solomon. Yeah, man. Everybody in the chat. Yeah, so big him up and say thank you if you got one of them. Even if, and to everybody else, it's cool. Put 16 out of 10 in the chat, man, to big up A Solomon, man. And if you are unsure as to what, so now I'm joking, I'm going to run the clip. But yeah, people, 16 out of 10 in the chat. But A Solomon, real one, man. Big up for gifting 5 memberships. Yeah, go on, sir. Carry on.
Manchester United hired a physio for a doctor from Arsenal, right? Before, when he was at Arsenal, they arguably had a very bad medical department or injury crisis when he was there. He's then moved to Manchester United and they're having injury issues as well. I think it's who you pick. Now, I'm not blaming the medical staff fully. Of course not. I think Poch, the most of the players are in the medical people's departments because Poch has put them there through his illegal waterboard training or whatever he's done in the club, you know, stuff like that. But there's no, we had that report about a month ago, and the thing about that, remember in Labia when they said he was out for the season, and they said there was like a disconnect between the medical staff and the technical staff. So they're not on point. If they're not on point, these injuries are going to keep happening and happening because the technical staff are always going to think they know better than the medical staff because they've been in football longer. They know stuff like that. So they're always going to think they know, but oh, he can just run it off. English run up is fine. Just do a 5K run. I mean, you haven't run in like 6 weeks. Just do it right now. Just run. Lift those weights. How many weights you done? Oh, you add another 50 pounds onto the weights you couldn't lift before.
Yeah.
Oh, no. No wonder you're tired or you're getting muscle injuries and stuff like that. It all has to be taken a look at. Of course it does. But, you know, it's just one of the factors that's just piled on. Everything has to be looked at this summer. You know.
I will say, Andrew, Floyds was saying earlier about, in terms, like, I've witnessed it myself. A medical team can only say and do so much.
Right.
Like, I'll give you an example. Once I was in a changing room and a player was like, the guy couldn't stand. He couldn't put weight on his left foot. And medical staff went up to the manager and said, look, this guy has come off. He's not going to be able to continue. No, F off. No. He's playing. He's playing. 2 minutes into the second half, he takes him off. In terms of in a higher level, especially in the Premier League, like you said, Andrew, injections and whatnot, just for them to continue. But the medical team can't force the manager to not to play them. He can't as soon as they've any got standard of them being returned to play or back to stage of playing, they're going to be picked. And the medical team can only advise, listen, my professional opinion is that this player is not ready. But yes, he's on 100 grand a week and you're paying him big money, even though he's not paying. Because that comes a bigger factor is that, for example, Wilshere, he was on like so much money, even though he was always injured. That's why they said bring him back, because he's costing the club money. But they can only say and do so much.
Now, I know, I can't prove this because nothing's been reported, but I know that the medical staff are telling Arteta that Saka is like burnt out or he can't run or something like that. Because even today, you know what I mean? But it's up to the manager still. It was the same with
also the player as well, because I'm looking like as a player, have to save yourself from yourself, like Saka, for instance. So let's say he's injured or not, you need to turn around and say,
no player's going to go and want to come off apart from Man City players on Wednesday because they're cowards. But that was it, you know what I mean? It's just one of those. No players are always going to play through the pain, they're always going to do it because it's a pride and stupidness combined together. They'll go, oh, we'll deal with the... Do you remember when Fabregas came on for Arsenal years ago and he scored, but he had a broken leg? He came on and scored and he had a broken leg. Or he'd just come back, and there was another one where he'd just come back from injury and he took a penalty and he got injured celebrating and they had to take him off again because he wasn't fully fit to begin with. Look at Dembele. Dembele in like a... Was it the World Cup when he came off like 20 minutes and had to go off again, like straight away?
Yeah.
These guys are idiots. They're going to tell, especially like, listen, let's put it on the table. Us guys, we don't like going to the doctor's hospital until the last minute. You think just because they're professional athletes and rich, they're going to be the same. They're just us, just richer and and more and sponsorships and stuff like that. You know, or if I do that.
Hey, you need to make you need to make sure you get on the pitch so you show on a new shoe. I'm saying. Like speak like that, yeah. Bro. Like, hey, Flaws, you're laughing, but it's actually it's a true thing. Don't you think Nike is telling some of these guys, "Yo, get help, yo."
We just got this new boot. I need you to wear it during the Euros. If Mbappe gets like a hamstring injury, I need him on for 10 minutes just to be pictured playing in the Euros in my new boot. That's what it is.
Yes. Crazy.
Jay says, Flawless, what's up with all these Chelsea mods? Ain't it the best mods? That is what it is. We got the best moderators in the game. We just happen to be Chelsea mods.
Thank you. I'm not a Chelsea mod, thank you.
Yeah. How about you shut up, mate? You know
what I'm saying?
Best mods in the game apart from Jez. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm going to give
the pop. This is not a mod. He's a mid. That's what he is, man.
He's a mid. proper mid. You know what I'm saying? Big old mid. You know what I'm saying?
Proper mid. That's crazy.
Proper big mid.
They call me CDM for a reason, man, because she didn't see my she didn't see my DM.
This guy.
Yeah, I just don't think people really understand how restricted the medical team are. I don't think people think that they think the medical team have got all the control in the world. Yeah, you're not playing, you're definitely not playing. Yeah, you're doing this. No, they can only help the athlete to a certain extent, give advice to the manager and the club to when they are ready. And that's it. The rest is up to the manager. But like we saw today in the report this season, the technical staff had a disagreement with the medical team. Like, deep that sentence for a second. A manager and his team, so Pochettino's team, disagreed with the medical team about when a player should be returning. That's mind-blowing. Yeah. That shouldn't be happening.
I agree with that.
That's like a client going up to a lawyer and telling them how to get them out of jail or some shit. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
But the easy way out is to get a medical team their shit. They've been practicing there for the last 30 years to be in the job they are, but they're shit and they shouldn't be. Come on, man.
I do agree with that. That's why I don't ever just blame medical staff. Same way in a different department in football, I just don't blame scouts. Because scouts can be like going out there finding players, and it's your head of recruitment who's turning it down. Or it's your technical director or director.
Or the manager.
That's why I blame everybody's to blame. Because when it goes well, we praise. Like, say Chelsea were bringing back players easy and your players were ahead of schedule and everybody was fit and no one was injured. We'd be praising the medical staff. We'd be praising the management. We'd be praising everybody involved in the situation. I think you have to look at everyone. But yeah, that's why I don't solely blame. I look at players. Because like I said, you know.
Yeah.
You know your body better than any medical, you know what I'm saying, any medical staff member and the manager. You know if you're not right. You know walking if you're not right. You know if you're running and something isn't right. You're not an idiot.
You got like, right exactly. Not to say no.
Yes.
Like whenever Reece James comes back, the medical team go, yeah, he can play 45 minutes. If he plays whatever first or second half, but then say he plays the first half and he goes to whoever the gaffer is, I can do 5 or 10 more minutes. The gaffer just go, no. The medical staff said, you're going to play 45 minutes. I don't care if we're 1 or 2 nil down. You're only playing 45 minutes. That's it.
Minutes restriction. That's what it should be.
Minutes restrictions, yeah. I mean, shit. Detail features, it's so simple because detail features you can literally find in Football Manager before you get ready to a game. It literally tells you if the guy's ready to. Hey, I'm trying to put Football Manager analogies, but I'm just saying that game is literally telling you.
He's right because in EAFC career mode, when your player gets injured, he just says it's return to training. You still can't select them; they're still like locked out. Even in return to training, it takes like a month for them to come back.
I like the football manager analogy just because it makes it digestible for people that other game it can be done. So in real life, it can be done. Same way in clubs and things, they're like basics. That's why when people talk, like when I talk about being a cohesive, organized unit, we do that shit on clubs. So if we can do that on a game, how come professional people paid thousands upon thousands a year and millions upon millions a year can't do that? It's like, we're not asking for much, asking for the basics.
Do you know what's funny? I see people like Alex Goldberg post clips of this Chalobah's PT posting clips about the players are doing the exercises wrong and whatnot. And I'm like, bro, just have some self-awareness and some respect for yourself, man. You are telling these lot what they're doing wrong and that they're not doing, they're overloading the players and all that. I was like, you sound stupid. You sound stupid. Like, people, and people take it to such a crazy extreme. That's why players are losing jobs. And, oh, we signed the wrong medical staff. Oh, we should not get rid of that guy, that girl. What, was she wanking them off or something, like, in the back room? Well, what do you mean? Well, I don't understand. I don't understand. Well, what was yourself was referring to?
The thing back in the day, man.
But yeah, people, we are going to close out. Love to everyone who has locked in. Get your final. Well, we'll close out in 5 minutes. Again, make sure you run up the likes, hit the subscribe button. Big up to all the audio listeners. Hey, Fats, you good over there, fam? Yeah? Ready for the game one?
I'm sober.
Love that. But you ready for game one?
Yeah.
So people, we will be going live on the playback. No, he said he's sober, but it's sober, Fats. So we just, you know what? You know what he says?
Fats is never sober, bro.
You just let it go. But yes, people.
Ramadan is over, bro. He's never sober, bro.
Yeah,
Denver. What are you worrying about?
I believe you. No one said you were drunk. And even if you was drunk or not, what's the difference? You
still say wild shit anyway. After the 1 week today, I'm good, man. I'm sober.
Yeah, man, 100%. I know. You know what I'm saying? You on smoke. I know.
Too fair. Transfer to wonder to fight anybody.
But yeah, people, Denver Nuggets, LA Lakers, playoffs, game one will be live on the Sarcasm City TV playback, people. I will be over there. Fats will be over there. Jez will be over there. The rest of the gang will be over there if they want to be as well. So make sure you are, people. If you are an NBA fan, head over. I'm giving out VIP passes for this game. So if you want to watch the game along with us, people, get over to the playback. Hit the follow button, say big up and re-ta-ta and all that good stuff. But yeah, people, also don't forget this show. All the other shows on the channel, apart from watch-alongs. All the shows on the channel, apart from watch-alongs, are available on audio-only platforms, people. So Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, wherever you listen to podcasts, wherever you listen to music, actually. If there's a podcast section, Sarcasm City TV will be there, people. So please, if you use Spotify, follow us, 5-star us, people. If you're listening to the Drake diss or Kanye's response on Spotify, make sure you type in Sarcasm City TV, hit us with the follow, 5-star us. Same for all you iPhone users as well. Big up to A Solomon, who gifted out 5 memberships again. Absolute real one. Link for the membership is in the pinned comment. Obviously, link is it's underneath in the description. In the pinned comment is your 16 out of 10 t-shirts, people. So make sure you go get the merch, go have a look at the tees. But yeah, man, large up to everyone who has.
Flora's quick one. In.
Yeah, go on.
You watching the boxing or no?
Yeah. I'm gonna watch Haney Garcia after, because after Lakers Nuggets finish, it should start. So I'm gonna watch it straight after.
Lakers Nuggets are I don't know.
After. You got Haney should win. The way Garcia's moving, Haney should win with the build.
Yeah, I think Haney's, I want Garcia, but
he's just moving mad just because it just is. Yeah, just
he does the plot, bro.
Yeah, like, you ain't locked in and focused like you need to be. For real.
Unless you're in the game, bro.
You lot in the chat, let me know who is live, and I'll redirect to them as well. But Ziad, let them know where they can find you, what you got coming up, all that good stuff.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong for tonight, for today's game. And then I went straight into a review, bro. And then I was just on Most channel. So, yeah, big up to everyone, man. Ziad Zone on YouTube. Closing on 700 subscribers.
Love that. Links in the title, people.
Road to 1K, man. Big up to Flores.
Roll to
me,
1K. Yes. Anytime, Ziad, man. Anytime. I need to get you on here more often, but links in the pinned comment for Ziad's channel. Legon is live.
Legon is live again, bro.
Legon is still live. Yeah, man. 100%. But yeah. Facts. 100%. But yeah, Legon is live. So just put 16 and raid. Yes, so make sure you get over to Ziad's channel, people. Again, link is in the title. Get him to 1K subscribers. We're going to redirect to Lee Gunner because he's got 16/10. I mean, put 16/10 in the comment section. That's how we rate. You know what I'm saying? 16 out of 10 raid, people. That's all we do at Sarcasm City TV. In regards to us, like I said, playback, we will be live on in about 10 minutes or so for the Nuggets-Lakers game one. Then followed with that back here, unfortunately, for the Coventry City Manchester United FA Cup semi-final watch along we'll be here for. Then following that, the Yardman show. So you know that's going to be good. You know what I'm saying? Premier League podcast, Yardman edition with Lex and Kadeki. So you know that's going to be an absolute vibe, especially if Liverpool don't beat Fulham. And then following that, 2:30 a.m. OKC versus the Pelicans game one, people. OKC, so the Thunder versus the Pelicans game one will be live on the playback, and then we back at it all week, people. But yeah, Joe, yeah, come lock into the playback. But love to everyone that's locked in. It's been the Manchester United, Chelsea, Tottenham Hotspur show, Manham United podcast, Ballers at the Bridge podcast, talking that Tottenham Talk podcast live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube. Thank you very much for tuning in.
Yeah.